Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah,
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
You're still an idiotic moron.
Woo!
Two off, two on, one off, two on. Two off, two on, one off, two on. Five for a black.
Apparently they don't like the blacks. They're trying to get back.
We apologize.
Two off, two on, one off, two on.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080.
What?
The Fan. Who?
Two off, two on, one off, two on. Focus, for God's sakes.
What do you mean, focus? That was some of my finer work. I'm on fire over here.
My lamenting about the Mets there.
16 minutes.
We're so bad.
So end of the first quarter, Oklahoma City up two.
Two off, two on, one off, two on. 29-27.
Two off, two on, one off, two on.
Something like that, yeah. Two off, two on, one off, two on.
Hey, quick RIP.
Wait, who died?
For the people. Well, I'll tell you who died. Bob Horner died.
Like baseball? Bob Horner?
Well, yeah. Do you know another Bob Horner?
I do not know.
What a weird question.
I don't know why I asked that.
I don't either.
Like, was there a movie star, Bob Horner? I just haven't thought of Bob Horner.
Barack Obama died. Wait, President Barack Obama? Yes. No, he didn't, by the way. If you're just tuning in, you just heard that out of context.
Yes.
He did not die.
No.
I just... cracking joke. Yeah, Bob Horner is dead.
I had no idea.
68 years old, former number one overall pick of the old Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
Won Rookie of the Year 1978. He could mash.
I remember on those old, you know, watching those old crappy Braves teams from the 80s on was it TBS. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like the poster child for that crap.
Yeah.
Him and Bruce Benedict and Dale Murphy. And
he also is one of those guys that, like, when you look at him, you're like, that was peak male performance?
Well, he played third base for him.
Yeah, he's got a big fat butt.
But he looks like a DH.
Yes, yes.
But back then, he didn't have the DH.
No.
So he had to be out there third.
The baseball player is the ultimate, how do you say, like, that guy is a professional athlete, especially like in the 70s and 80s. They definitely had that look where... Yeah. I think Dirt and Sprague were talking about that, and they asked the question, how far would you have to go back in time before you were an elite athlete? And those dumbasses actually thought that if they went back, like, I think Dirt said if he went back to the 30s, he'd be a Major League Baseball player. And you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Sprague claimed he'd be an NBA Hall of Famer, like, in the 30s and 40s.
Oh,
and
my God.
The unearned confidence and male ego is just, it's unbelievable how dumb people can be. As if there's a world, no offense, Dirt, where you ever are an elite athlete. Like, Jesse Owens was alive in the 1930s, dude.
Right.
Like, please stop. Jim Thorpe and Jackie Robbins, like, you're going to go play with them because somehow, like, back in the day, no one knew how to play baseball.
Try again, please.
I think some of it is just, like, it's a really weird thing that some people completely dismiss prior times.
Yes.
Like, as if they didn't happen or people weren't really
good
people back then.
Like, yes.
Yes.
I know Bob Horner looks like, and you're like, oh, that's 80s
dude, that
baseball.
Guy could mash.
If you saw Bob Horner in person and you watched him play, you'd be like, oh, my God. People have no idea, and I don't mean to be critical of this, but I had the fortune to see what professional athletes look like up close. And it
you
is
sit next to one every day.
Yeah. And it is shocking when you
true story
get to see how good they are. So, like, when I hear people talk about, because I obviously I was in the 90s and the early 2000s, and even then people are like, man, you have no idea what athletes are. And you're like, are you dumb? Like, the idea that Daryl Green in the 80s somehow couldn't play in today's game, or some of these guys that played in the 70s and 80s would be so far out of touch. Magic Johnson, I hear people like, Magic Johnson couldn't even play in today's NBA. You are so dumb. The amount of, and the fact that you think you could do it, you really think that if you went back into the 1930s, that you would, like Dirt was trying to say, like Babe Ruth.
We
like,
talked about
really,
this last
you're
going
to play with Babe Ruth.
We talked about this last week. Like, in the 20s, the average fastball was 82 to 85 miles an hour.
In the 20s?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but something tells me Lefty Grove might have a thing or two on Dirt.
Right.
Yes.
And I agree.
No
even if they're throwing 82 to 85, I don't think you could go there and be mashing regularly.
You wouldn't.
You're
touch
not
it.
That good.
Well, the idea that like you were hitting 85, the best 80, Greg Maddux threw 85.
Come on, dude.
You thought you were hitting Greg Maddux? Because I would like to point out Greg Maddux threw in the 80s too. Turned out he was pretty good. Again, you're Jesse Owens and Jim Thorpe, Jackie Robinson.
I love the
Sug's the only real athlete at the station.
Whoa.
I mean, sorry.
Sug and Rob.
Well, every now and then this does happen where will have an athletic contest against me. And they're always like, oh my God, you're a good athlete. And I'm like, yeah, I played like professionally. And I was a lineman and I wasn't even any good. Imagine what really good. I got to the NFL and was like, oh, my God, I'm not very good. It's the first time in my life that I was like, I can't do this. And the amount of people that the unearned confidence that they think they have, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to hear people talk like that.
Do you think that Dirt would bat fourth or like would he be between Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig?
Yes, I think so.
Probably, you'd kind of probably
sandwich them in
there.
No, he'd be in front. He'd set the table up for him.
Leading off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd get on base, they'd knock him in.
It's okay. Just
I mean, I played small college basketball, so I was no good. And I was good on that level. Like, I was all league. Like, we played against the Ducks, we played against the Beavs, and I did pretty good games against those teams. I thought there was a chance, like, okay, I could go play maybe overseas at like a really small level. I went and I practiced against the Hoop Summit guys in the world when I was
And they're young, right?
Yeah, they're high school guys. Peak Stephen Vaughn. My word. I got absolutely crushed, and I thought, well, I guess my basketball career, I'm not even going to try to play semi-pro at all because I am not good enough. And I averaged like 18 points a game at small college level.
It's the Brian Scalabrine thing. Scalabrine right. says, I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me.
100% facts.
And so this idea that people in the 1930s were just these, like, if you were to transport you to the 1930s, that you would somehow now be the world's greatest athlete. Realize that, like, from Jesse Owens to Usain Bolt, so 100 years of human evolution, do you realize the 100 meter has only changed, like, it's like 0.4 of a second? Like, that's 100 years.
Well, it's really not that long.
No.
I mean, if you really zoom out, 100 years is not that long.
So the idea that there weren't athletes that existed back.
Why are we talking about this?
Oh, it was the, how did we get on?
What'd you do?
How did we get on the unearned confidence? We were talking about Bob Horner. and kind of being an old fat butt.
The great Bob Horner.
So you know, people look at Bob Horner, or like if you watch 80s baseball games, people get into the, I bet those guys, those guys suck. No. That those guys were great.
Bird's the one for the basketball, for the NBA that always gets.
That's the one that people get. Yeah.
People think that Bird would suck. It's like, dude, have you watched Luka Doncic play?
Bro.
That's who Larry Bird literally would be right now.
And a better version of it, because Bird rebounded and played defense.
Yes.
Anybody that said Larry Bird would suck today loses all credibility on all things.
100%.
Yeah. Anything in life.
Yeah.
Anything. I want your
sports
opinion
sports or not.
On nothing.
Yeah. Go watch.
You're an idiot.
Every league. Now, I will always give you that today's athletes are better, obviously, than
you're still an idiotic moron.
The previous athletes. But again, some of that has to do with nutrition and training and all that. But like NFL players from like the 60s and 70s, like O.J. Simpson and Gale Sayers, like, look, like, have you ever seen photos of those? Go look at Jim Brown sometime. You don't think Jim Brown could play? He was Bo Jackson. With no training. Jim Brown was smoking Marlboro Reds and then just walking out into a field and being like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. You're not walking into a game and being like, all right, Jim Brown, I'm from 2023. I got you. No, you don't.
All right, I'm going to change the subject.
Yeah, change it.
I'm tired of listening to you, bitch.
Take it.
Shut
take
the
it.
Hell up over there. But I agree with everything you're saying. I got viral vids.
I like a good viral vid. What went viral?
Well, a couple things. Russell Crowe, for one. I'll get to him in a second.
Yeah, sweaty Russell Crowe.
Now, this girl, this, I forgot to write down her name. Let me go find it. She works for NBC. And her name is... Blah, blah, blee, blah, 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 blah.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Nothing, nothing. Her name was...
Julie Serkin. Do you know Julie Serkin?
I do not.
Okay,
I was about to hit you with a Fred Kessel my ass again, but we got Serkin. Old
Serkin.
Jules.
Serkin. T-S-I-R-K-I-N. So she's a reporter for NBC. She was on the White House lawn doing her little hit.
Is this where they're
about ready to.
Is this where they're putting up the cockfighting ring?
No, this is where there were gunshots at the White House over the weekend.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that story, but some crazy guy who they knew was crazy and had tried things before. Came up and shot at a security stand, and he was, shockingly, he was shot dead.
Yeah.
But as that is going down, this Ms. Julie Serkin from NBC has gone viral for this.
What is that? What is that?
Sounds like fire.
Okay, now they all start running. Okay, have you seen the video?
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. So she's...
She looks perplexed.
Yeah, she doesn't know what's happening.
No.
And listen, that's a very scary moment.
Sure.
It's hard to criticize anyone for how they react in such a moment.
Yeah.
But she is being widely panned for being confused as to what that was.
Well, I'm seeing now that they've done three split screens, because I guess there were multiple reporters. Uh-huh. And so one lady, immediately dives. She takes cover.
That's what I would do.
There's another guy that's trying his best to rip his earpiece out, and he just skedaddles. Meanwhile, she looks perplexed and stands there a little goonish and is like, what is happening?
She'd never figured it out.
No.
Somebody said skedaddle.
Someone did say skedaddle, and the Asian reporter...
I think the gunshot said skedaddle.
His ass skedaddles.
Skedaddle.
Well, yeah. So anyway, she's gone viral, and it's not right, but this is how the world works.
Yeah.
Julie is being... So she's become a meme, because if you see her face, she's thoroughly confused.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, what is that? What is that? Well, she's become a new viral video sensation, because people are overlaying that over things like... Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well.
King Kong.
Oh, God bless her.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I see it right. Oh, geez.
And
dude,
it's fantastic.
I'm not going to. Now I'm seeing some of these, and it's.
It's awesome.
God, it.
She will live in infamy for that.
Well, the look.
And I can't imagine she loves it.
The look.
No, she's thoroughly confused, and she's like, what is that? What is that? And her face is like, And then the other. her cameraman, by the way, said, I think that sounds like fireworks. Did you hear that part of it?
Yeah. Her cameraman, that guy does bass for the Oak Ridge Boys, apparently. He sings Elvira in his spare time. That dude from the South, he got himself baritone down there.
Guys, get with the program. It's gunshot. I mean, doesn't that, is that, I don't know.
Well, I guess if you've never.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean, but she even said, I saw an interview with her to see how she would handle it. And she's being cool about it on social media. You know, she gets it. But she was saying, well, I guess I learned what gunshots sounded like at the correspondence dinner.
Yeah.
There were gunshots there. Just the other week she learned what those are, what they sound like. And she's like, what is that? What is that?
I have not seen this. The memes.
Julie.
The memes are really incredible.
What's the best one you've seen so far? I think the Godzilla
I can't say what it is. Yeah. But there's a dancing one where, oh, I can't say it. But yeah, the Godzilla one's pretty good.
What is that?
Well, that's gonna live on in our drops. What is that? Oh, Julie. I mean, I guess if you don't know, how are you supposed to know?
What is that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe deduction.
You're at the White House.
You're right. It's like.
I guess you never know how. Like you said, you never know how you're gonna react.
That's fair.
What is that?
I guarantee you, I'm going straight to the ground. And either that or running.
Well, I'd be interested to know.
But ground first, because I don't know where it is.
Yeah. It's like if someone yells four, if you hear, and by the way, that's a lot of gunfire.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that, yeah.
It was a shootout.
They all opened fire at once. So you get, you know, five guys all shooting at once. But yeah, you would think that, maybe if even if it's the idea of gunfire, maybe you would duck. Just, you know, and you saw everyone else around you.
Yeah, and she's just looking around like, what?
What is that?
What's that?
What is that?
No, I can't get over it. I'm just watching meme after meme. Some of the still ones just of her face. There's a lot of who farted, you know, sort of.
It's a great who farted face.
It really is. But the Godzilla one is still the best.
Did you see the one guy who was on news? I think it was Fox News, and he was talking with a mask on. Did you see that? Where they?
Yeah, what was that?
I have no idea.
Because that's how he looks.
Yes, but
like, that's his face.
That was a mask. That was a silicone mask.
I understand, but like.
But that's his face.
That's his face. So the question becomes, like, why was he wearing a mask of his face?
Because it's somebody else. It's an actor playing.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got her in front of that one. Like, what is that?
By the way,
is that a mask?
Have you seen.
What is that?
Like, those masks that you can put on.
No, those silicone masks are wild.
It's insane.
So why is someone playing that guy on Fox News? Why doesn't he just go on Fox?
Well, I don't know.
A lot of people think that's what they do. Yeah, with a lot of politicians that are all dead, they just put masks on dudes.
Or actors or actresses.
Yeah.
I have seen ones where they're like, hey, getting ready. Like, it'll be a joke, but it's like, hey, getting ready to rob, you know, whatever. They put on one of those masks, and as long as you tuck it into the shirt.
Right, and underneath the collar.
And especially, like, when you put a hat on or sunglasses, dude, you immediately look. It doesn't look fake at all.
There's white dudes that'll dress up as black guys. There's black guys that could dress up like white dudes. Because you're right. When they put the glasses on, you can't tell a thing.
No,
dude. And it just looks like a legitimate person. And yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, this is conspiracy theory that I get on my social medias all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, they say there's a lot of like actors, actresses. It's not the actual people anymore. They just like they wanted to get out, but they wanted to keep them famous.
It certainly looks like I need an explanation on why there's a giant hole in his neck.
It is very weird. It's clearly a mask because you can see it flapping.
Yes.
So.
You would think someone like.
Have they come out and.
I haven't.
We'll just brush it away and we'll forget about it.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we are living in a world now where there is. You're just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Yeah,
that's not a mask.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What is that?
Fake news. And then you just call someone a Democrat, and then it's over, you know?
Right, that's all you gotta do. Hey, Democrat.
So the guy's name is Robert Harward. Harward, H-A-R-W-A-R-D.
Mm.
And there are wild conspiracy theories floating out there about this now, because, of course, they haven't addressed it.
No.
So, therefore,
minds are running. He either has a hole in his esophagus, or he's wearing a mask. There is no other... There's a giant flap in his neck. Explain that away.
Well, some people are saying that... You know, so he's the former deputy commander of CENTCOM.
Sure.
So some are saying that these guys like him are a little weird about their identities and
but
stuff.
But it's his face.
I know.
He did an interview 3 days before in the same exact outfit with no neck flap.
Yeah, so maybe he's changed his appearance underneath it, and he's trying, you know what I mean? Like, he's kept the same appearance, like, in photos and stuff.
He's tried out a new beard.
He doesn't want to reveal it to the public yet.
Dude, like, you got a bad zit or something?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's like the 80s movie, 80s shows. I got a zit, how to get rid of it?
There are others that are saying that he just wasn't around that day, and so they just had somebody put on a mask of him to do his interview.
Dude, I love that. Like, if we can start farming out, like, Ted Cruz doesn't want to do an interview, so he just gets an intern to put a Ted Cruz mask on. Is like, yeah, go.
Is that really you, Suk? I don't know. You said your beard's red today. That's weird.
I just show up tomorrow, my beard's like a completely different length. What are you talking about? It's always like this. So, judge me.
So Fox News did release a statement about it.
Yeah.
They said Vice Admiral Robert Harward appeared on Fox News Channel earlier this week via a remote mobile camera operated by an outside vendor. During the interview, lighting conditions in the van contrasted with the Vice Admiral's jacket, which caused a shadow to appear on his neck. Harward hasn't yet publicly addressed his viral fame.
That's the best part, is you can just make up, like, oh, it's shadows.
Yeah.
Cameras.
Yeah. Man and a
cameras.
Thing
and then everyone's like, yeah, Graham.
All right. Sounds good to me.
And we'll just move on. We're like, man.
Move down 10.
Yeah. By the way, I was looking up old Julie, what's her name?
Sirkin, Julie Sirkin.
Sorry, yeah, Julie, hot. I was not familiar with your work.
What is that?
So I do a little deep dive on, you know, what's happening there, and you have a bright future.
Boy, I tell you, that's quickly becoming one of my favorite new drops.
It's really good.
What is that?
I have to say. What is that?
It's like gunfire. And it's the tone as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's the Valley Girl. Like,
it's wow. Gunfire. My husband died, but I had insurance.
What?
It's what I think about whenever I hear that voice now.
What?
Those ads are just so bizarre.
Okay, another viral video involved Russell Crowe. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, the second viral video. And by the way, come on, where is Ryan Cooley? Sell some spots. We don't even have time to pee around here. Quickest break ever. That's why Steven was laughing at the start of his spot or his sports store. And I was like, make it a long one.
Gotta, the hell? Gotta have time to squirt.
My God, now we have to do another 12 minutes of radio?
Before you can pee?
For the people? Bonus primetime today.
Bonus rewards program?
So the other viral video besides Julie Sirkin that was big over the weekend was Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
What is
He's an actor, Julie. He was at a hotel in Paris. And we'll play it for you. It's hard to get a... You know, it's hard to kind of hear what's happening. But what he's done here is he's come out of his hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And there are throngs of people.
Yes.
Waiting for him to sign, you know, whatever it is they want him to sign.
Sure.
Posters and crap.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing at his age and his level of fame, he's done this a time or two. He did not have security.
No.
It was just him, and he had a couple publicist-type people with him. But he comes out, and he addresses the people, and there's cameramen and all kinds of
things. He sets the ground rules.
He does, yes. And he has been taking heat for this.
Why?
Well, I'm with you. Like, it's because he's kind of rude about it.
Aren't the people being rude are the ones that are shoving things at him and demanding that he sign them?
Like I said, this is a guy that's done this a time or two.
Yeah.
And here's how he handled this one in Paris.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Stay where you are.
Okay.
Don't pushing on me.
Sure.
I'll come to you.
Sure.
Right, everybody stay.
Sure.
As soon as somebody says and go.
Okay.
Got me?
Yes.
Clear?
Yes, sir.
I think that's awesome.
So he dads him a little bit. He's like, all right. If he couldn't hear it, he said, stay where you are. I will come to you. Do not swarm in on me. The first person that does that, I'm out of here. I will sign. And then he starts signing everything.
He says, the first person who's a D, the first person who's a Richard, ruins it for everybody, and I leave. And I like how when he says, are we clear? And everyone's like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, sir. Yes, yeah.
And everyone out there, like, and this is why I...
What is that?
I love that Russell Crowe did this. I appreciate that if you happen to be somewhere and Russell Crowe's there and you're like, I love Russell Crowe. I want to get a photo or not. I get it. But there are all these people out there with like gladiator posters and they got like 10 things and they just run at this guy and everyone shoves it at him. Like,
and it's going straight to eBay.
Yeah. And the fact that people buy that crap, it's autograph stuff, man. That is fascinating to me.
I love it. I like it.
let me sign this. Do you have any idea who signed? Oh, it doesn't matter. He put his name on it.
So, okay. So the people that sent this out on social media is something called like Hush Magazine or something. And their headline read, Russell Crowe loses his cool with fans waiting for autographs.
I would make the argument Russell Crowe kept his cool with autograph fans.
Well, that
he just used the language. That's the only thing that he lost his cool, and that's not even losing your cool. That's just talking like a person.
But that headline is a little misleading.
Very misleading.
Didn't lose his cool. What he was trying to do, and he responded to this on social media. Apparently, he's on social media, and he responded to this, and he said, listen, that was a very busy hotel. What I was trying to do is be respectful of the hotel and keep everyone at bay so people could come in and out of the hotel that didn't give a rip about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty, that's a reasonable answer.
Yeah. We're living in a bizarro world now where I feel like when people do stuff that is smart, reasonable, in people's best interest, but it's somehow, I don't know, it just you don't just bend over and take it for everyone else, or you don't bow down to the masses, that somehow you're the problem. I just, what a weird world we're living in where a group of people are basically swarming an individual to get him to sign something that he doesn't have to do. And this is the catch-22. If Russell Crowe blows them off and it's like, dude, I'm not doing this, then he's an ass. If he stops and signs and tries to keep it professional and provide himself with, I don't know, some semblance of safety, then he's being an ass. Like, it's just like we've lost all common sense. Common sense has gone out the window.
I think social media has hurt a lot of that, because a lot of people just feel like they can say or do whatever they want to celebrities now and they can't do anything back. Because on social media, you could just yell at somebody and, you know, cuss them out and threaten to murder them. And now they feel comfortable doing that almost in person, like you said, Sook, where they will just run up and, hey, sign this and put this in his face. It's like, no, dude, like, I'm a real dude. Yeah. I'm a real guy. Leave me alone. Like, sign it if you're nice.
Here's the way this is going to work. Yeah, so he should be given credit for that. He's like, here's how this is going to work. Stay where you are. I'll come to you. Don't be a Richard.
Yeah.
You know. And the whole, like, got it, you know, he's a little condescending about it, but that's Russell Crowe. He's kind of an ass, isn't he?
Yes. He's
In real life.
He's got some edge to him.
So here's what he said. This was his response to that post. He said, clickbait. Everybody got their autograph and selfie. The passage to the hotel was kept free for guests, and I still got to the airport on time. One man, no security, handled. What's your problem?
Well, Well, it's exactly. It's like, this is my point, is everyone wants something from Russell Crowe. Owes no one anything. And yet people think that Russell Crowe has to be on their terms. I don't get that. Can he be snarky and be a D? Well, he's not the one asking anyone anything. So yeah, if someone is a little snarky, okay. And you would think to the people, this is why I've never understood the autograph culture. If someone wasn't asked me, why would I want them to sign something? Like, I've seen people at like autograph shows that someone is paying them money and that person still treats that person like an ass. Why do you want them then to sign something? It's like that person is being a Richard to you.
Because they think it's worth money.
I guess. Is a Russell Crowe autograph poster, is that like, what does that go for? Like, is that $50? Like, what are we doing?
Maybe 100.
I guess.
I don't know.
This makes me like Russell Crowe even more, though. Every time someone gets dragged over something like this, it makes me like them.
Yeah, like this text says, for Russell Crowe, isn't this him being incredibly gracious? Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
He's signing a lot of things.
Yes.
And he said he had to get to the airport.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
He's just making sure that he gets there on time.
There was one, and this was obviously pre, you know, social media and all that stuff, but there's the story of, I read it in the book, and maybe it's changed now, but Magic Johnson at the peak of the Laker fame used to say this, because I'm sure everywhere that guy went, it was insane. And Magic used to always say, I'm sorry, if I stop to sign one, I've got to stop to sign them all. And I can't do that. And Magic was always trying to be gracious, but he wasn't going to stop and sign things for people.
There are varying prices. One of the last things that sold April 18th was $600, was Russell Crowe autograph poster.
There you go.
$600?
But some are $150, $200,
so about $100.
Wow. $100
what poster would you have him sign?
I'm guessing Gladiator is probably the key one to that. Right, that's like his marquee.
Yeah, these are all Gladiator posters. Some are like $100. Some are in the 200. Some are one. So yeah, just kind of.
Is there any other Russell Crowe poster that is worth having him sign?
I mean, you're gonna get him to sign like A Beautiful Mind. I mean,
that was a good movie.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Crowe's been in a lot of good stuff. You know, Master and Commander, and
yeah, apparently he has a long-standing reputation of being an ass.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of bar fights.
Sure,
he had a situation where he threw a phone at a hotel concierge. He had, he's also really feisty on the, when they make him do the press junket things.
Yeah.
Where they have to sit down with like 30 different stupid reporters every day. He gets real feisty with them.
Can I say throwing things at people is really funny? Like, that's just a funny way to like combat, like, I'm mad at someone, so I'm going to throw something at you.
I'm going to throw a phone at you.
Yeah, like, I just think that's just a funny way to go about it.
It's like Hal McCray. Didn't he throw a phone at a reporter?
Did he?
Yeah.
The one I remember, the greatest throw of all time, was when that Japanese guy threw a shoe at George W. Bush.
Yeah, that's right.
Took off his shoe. I think it was Japan. I think it was Japan.
No, I think that means, I think it was in one of the
Middle Eastern
countries, because I think that means something in the.
I just remember someone threw like a sandal at George W. And Bush ducks out of it. He's like, ah. That's good times.
What is that?
That may be one of the strangest things that we do from a societal standpoint.
Yeah, it was an Iraqi journalist in 2008. He threw both of his shoes.
At Bush.
It's a symbol of deep disrespect in the Arab world.
Okay.
An act of defiance against U.S. invasion. And, yeah.
What is that?
If you had to explain to an alien,
idiot,
all the weird cultural things we do, wouldn't that be a tough one to describe?
Yes.
Like, I have this worthless poster. Like, I can buy that poster for 99 cents. But a guy from a show or a movie takes half a second and signs a scribble that you can't make out. You have no idea that it's his name. But someone confirms that he signed that, and now that poster is worth a large amount of currency on our planet. That is baffling to me. Absolutely baffling that is the business that it is.
And yet here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And dude, sports might be, I think sports probably is bigger than any other market for that, right?
100%, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some athletes that like do not sign anything.
Yeah.
And so if you find someone that doesn't sign anything and you get that autograph, like, it is worth a ton.
Yeah. Man, I get it. Like, if I met, like, a hero of mine, I mean, and I had something, I'd be like, hey, man, would you sign that? It's kind of cool. I put it up my wall. Yeah. But the idea of, like...
Seeking it out is kind of weird. And, yes. And these, it's all grown men. That's yes. the weirdest part. Like, my oldest kid, like, we go to the Lake Tahoe Celebrity Tournament. Like, he goes and he gets basketball players. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. It's just his little notebook.
I remember doing that as a kid.
Yeah, he's got his little notebook in his room. Like, that's awesome. But then you have these grown men that are, like... have like 12 trading cards and they're trying to get everyone signed. And it's like, you obviously are not here for collecting it. You are trying to then flip it on eBay for money. Why would I sign this?
And I guess that's my, I guess if you're trying to do it for money, I almost understand it because you're trying to get something, but
if I was a celebrity, like, why would I do that? Like, you would know, you would see these dudes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not signing it. Like, if it's for a little kid, sure. Whatever. You hopefully you trust it, but
yeah, being a grown man and because all those guys, like the Russell Crowes of the world, like I said, they're really grouchy about it and they treat you with disdain and disgust. Wouldn't that turn you off from wanting, like, I Steve Yzerman's my favorite hockey player of all time. I named my son after him, all that. If I met Steve Yzerman and I was like, oh, Mr. Yzerman, could you please sign this? And he was like, and he's like, give me this. And it was just this, I wouldn't want to display that. I'd be like, oh my God, I just made an absolute ass in front of this guy.
But you also would never ask for that.
No, because it would just be...
Like, I wouldn't even ask for a picture. Like, if I saw Brandon Roy, he's my favorite player of all time, I'm like, hey, Brandon, can I get a picture with you?
Like, no, at least dude. The picture, like...
I understand that.
The picture's better.
I would never even ask for that.
He's a good dude. He'd probably do it.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's just my friend, he can.
That culture is one of the weirder things, I think, that we...
Yeah.
That we do.
Well, it goes into the whole just fame worshiping and
yeah.
It's just, yeah. People are weird.
Yeah.
Humans are weird.
We are. We are strange people.
What is that?
I just think that would be a tough one to explain to, the alien. Because the aliens are here. And so when the aliens show up and we have to explain away things, fame is going to be a hell of a thing. Fame and the autographs and, I mean, the Kardashians. We got a lot to explain.
Chalamet.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
He's great. I like him. He's a tolerable Knicks fan. Spike Lee's kind of annoying, but
yeah, Lee's a lot. Like, I love Timothée Chalamet. He's one of my favorite actors. But imagine shoving some people out of the way so that Timothée Chalamet can scribble something down on a Dune poster.
Did you see Chalamet pose with all the Knicks girlfriends and wives?
Did he?
Yeah. Nope. Just a bunch of hotties around him. Just he's like laying on the court.
Hey, space Jesus, man!
Can you imagine being that guy. He could have every one of those.
Well, he's got a billionaire.
And they're the Knicks' girlfriends and wives, and he's like, yeah, I can have you.
Yeah,
does he
exactly?
That, bold move, statement. I think does he have the hottest billionaire on the planet? Because he's got the Jenner girl, who's a billionaire.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't think she's the hottest of the Jenners. Is the other one a billionaire? Because she's hotter.
No, I think
model looking one. I don't remember their names, but.
Think
Bruce's two girl. Bruce had two girls.
I think he's with
Kendall. Kylie and Kendall.
I think he's with the billionaire. I don't think the other one is.
Okay, I don't know which is which, but
either way, whichever one of those, like he potentially lays claim to the hottest billionaire on the planet.
You forgot Jody Allen there, dog.
She's not a billionaire.
No.
No money. Well, she's got money,
but
now,
I don't want her.
Yeah.
Are we sure she's not a billionaire?
She just sold the Blazers.
Nah, she's not a. She's not.
How do you know?
Loser.
She didn't really do anything that successful. She makes a bunch of money running the trust, but I don't think she's a billionaire.
She's just Paul Allen's sister. That's what she did.
Hey. Well, didn't he give her a bunch of money and stuff?
I don't think so.
He kept her afloat. Come on, man. That guy gave... Like, he didn't have anybody else to give it to. He gave it to Bert and her.
I thought he gave it...
Estimated net worth of $20.3 billion, dude.
How is that?
Well, she must be tied to his estate.
Because I thought all of that went to charity.
Well, it does, but...
Well, that's just her nickname.
She's
probably peeled off a little bit for...
That's her middle name, Jody Charity Allen.
What?
It goes to charity.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what if they... What if it's all been a grift? And in the paperwork, it says, yes, all this is going to go to charity. And what they meant is that it's Jody's middle name, Charity. Jody Charity Allen.
Thank you very much.
And she gets it all.
She does make a hefty sum running that.
Are you kidding me?
Because they said, like, whatever the conservator or whatever the
conservatorship?
Of the estate, whatever that term is for running it.
Executor?
Executor, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the executor of it. And they were saying that most of those times, like, there's usually a percentage, like, you get for running that. And so the estimates because Paul was worth so much money, that if she went by normal standards, she could have been paying herself somewhere in the neighborhood of like $200 million a year to run that estate. And while she ran it, she had access to the planes and the yacht and the houses, because that was...
Yeah, that was kind of the whole thing. It's like she wanted to hang on as long as possible because she was getting the fee of...
She was getting the fee, and she could... Yeah. I mean, that's all business-related stuff, so she can do all that stuff. Remember, because that's when she came out and said, these unwinding an estate like this can take years and years. Like, right. I bet it can, I bet it can.
Forget the $200 million I'm making every year.
It's going to take a long time to unwind this. Tell you what, that yacht, plane, and houses would be the last thing to go. I'm going to hold on to those for a while.
So Kendall is the tall, model-y-looking one.
Mm-hmm.
And she appears to be only worth a measly $60 million. Kylie is the one that started her own makeup line. Yeah. And she appears to be worth... Well, this says $900 million, but she's widely been reported to be a billionaire already.
I'm going on record that Space Jesus, Timothy Chalamet, is bagged himself the hottest billionaire on the planet.
Now, I will say Kylie has morphed and changed over the years.
Well, yeah.
The Kardashians do.
They all have.
She looks really good right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, Timothy Chalamet, very short.
Well...
Have you seen him out there?
He's a tiny guy.
Dancing around. Well, that's what I just said.
He's the Knicks twink. Yeah.
He is their little play toy, isn't
absolutely.
He?
You see him standing next to like Jalen Brunson?
Yeah. And Spike Lee. He's taller than Spike Lee, but only a little.
Spike Lee's tiny too. It's good to be Space Jesus.
And it looks like Kylie's just as tall.
Yeah. Think she pays for everything? She just bitch slaps him, dominates him.
That's a good question. I tell you what, if I were dating her, I'd make her pay.
Hell yeah.
Be like, hey, come on.
Dude, if you're Chalamet, just nod and smile a lot.
By the way, I'm getting an extra one. You're paying.
Put a baby in her stat, buddy.
All right, coming up next, the dirty soda trend.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Let's check in on the Serta counting sheep.
Hey, Uncle Number One, why aren't we counting anymore?
Long ago, Serta invented the perfect sleeper mattress.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. It says the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper with a Q4 support system has 4-in-1 perfectly interlinked coils that help relieve aches and back pain for perfect sleep night after night.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
This Memorial Day, save on Serta Perfect Sleeper X at a retailer near you.
So as we were talking with some friends over the weekend, and they have a teenage son,
mm-hmm.
and they were telling me about
poor bastards.
I know. We've all been there.
Oh, well, yeah.
Steven hasn't. It's in his future.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's a wild time. You know, a little awkward.
Make a lot of noise when you come home.
But, you know, it's just, you know, they grew out of it.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Two off, two on, one off, two on. Something like that.
You know?
Yeah.
So, they were talking about, they were telling me about the dirty soda trend.
Dirty soda trend.
Have you heard about this? Have you had a dirty soda?
I don't know. I may have. I don't drink a lot of. The only soda I drink is like the like a Coke Zero type thing.
They're pretty tasty.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had like a regular soda.
Now, do your kids? Are you kids into this, Steven? Have you heard?
No, but Coach Vaughn's been into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the Mormons started it, and I think it's like well, because you know you guys can't have alcohol and coffee and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it was like I think it was even
you can. You just don't tell anybody.
I think it was made popular by the, what is it, the, who are the?
What is that?
Mormon wives or?
Oh, the secret lives.
Yeah,
the whatever,
those broads.
The Mormon whores.
Those dames. I don't know.
Those dames.
they're, whatever show, that show has become popular. Yeah.
The secret lives of Mormon wives, I think is what it is.
All those ladies, apparently they've brought back the dirty soda.
Okay.
Since teens don't drink as much anymore. Or, you know, they just don't drink like you and I were always in search of booze.
Absolutely.
They're devout alcoholics.
Even as kids, but like 4 years old. But, you know, kids today, it's perfect for their generation. And it's basically, and Taco Bell does it, McDonald's does it. They're all doing it now. And they're popping up dirty soda shops.
Everyone's doing it. That's what I'm hearing.
And it's basically just soda, but they put like creams and purees in it.
Oh,
you put like half and half
cold.
So they put like cream in it.
Yeah,
you take something that's horrible for you and you make it even worse.
Yes,
I'll tell you right now. Yes. If I'm going to drink my calories, it's going to get me screwed up, aka booze. Like, what? You're taking half and half and putting it.
Like coffee cream. Yeah,
yeah. They're putting cream in soda, in real soda.
Wow.
Because I think in the South they might have done it where they put like milk and Coke were a thing for a while, and so I think they like changed it so now it's worldwide or nationwide. It's just cream with it.
Huh. Well, I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense.
Lots of purees.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good. I've had a few of them.
I just try like, I guess if you're going to like, for me, I just don't want to waste empty calories on. Those are some of like the worst possible things for you.
Well, yeah, what they were saying is, and their kid, I mean, he's skinny.
You don't have to worry about it.
Well, you kind of do because he like runs track. You know, he's a kid. He's a growing boy.
Sure.
He needs nutrition, and these things are so full of crap.
Yeah.
That he's never hungry. They're like, dude, you got to eat something.
Just living off of dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas with, you know, it's like Dr. Pepper and they put syrup in it and creamers.
Yeah, it's mostly Dr. Pepper and Coke.
Sometimes they do like fruit juice in there.
Yeah. So that's the new trend, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, no one's, the kids aren't drinking anymore, so.
Peach syrup.
So alcohol is bad for you, but this is where I always gotta, like when I was going to church.
Thank you.
It was like someone would show up like on my driveway for something, and God forbid I had like a Coors in my hand.
How dare you?
I got caught a couple times with that one. Like I was like washing my car, and they show up on a Sunday to collect something, and I'm like, ah, crap. So someone gives me crap about drinking a banquet, but you can drink that, and that's okay? I always struggled with the juxtaposition of that. Don't drink alcohol, it gets bad for you. But drinking a 1,000-calorie soda, that's okay? We're good? The Lord looks favorably upon that?
Apparently he does. At least in your Lord.
That's on the up and up.
Some of the other lords.
Mormon Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I would love to drink that. It's just like, in my as a reformed fat guy, I can't. Like, I can't do it.
You would have, as a kid.
Oh, God.
You would have devoured
it. It would have been so bad. I think about, like, how I was raised and what I drank and what I ate, and it's, like, shocking. It's embarrassing. And so, like, I can't get that image out of my head. We went to, we walked the dog this weekend. We went to Starbucks. There's a Starbucks down the street from us, and we walked a mile or whatever. And I'm sitting out there with the dog, and I don't drink coffee. So she's like, do you want something? And I was like, no. She goes, you don't want one of their other drinks? And I was like, look at that. No, I'm not starting my day. I went on a nice healthy walk. I got a good idea. Why don't you give me a 1,000 calorie drink with about 90 grams of sugar to start my day?
It's so tasty. No.
can't do
you
it.
Just get the sugar free ones.
A lot of people bringing up the Italian soda, but the Italian soda is...
That was a big trend back in the day. I remember we did that all the time. We get the flavors.
But it was club soda.
It was club soda. Yeah, it was like just little you know, bottles, you flavoring, and then club soda, and then you throw some cream in there.
This, they're using like commercial gross soda.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, which is already horrible for you.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, I kind of want
that.
I bet you'd like it.
No, they're good.
It would be great. Well, that's the problem is those things are so good. If you ever had one of those, you know, it's a milkshake.
Yeah.
Like, Schultzy always came in with one of those. So I'm like, Dutch Brothers? It was like that thing was like a 60 ounce. Mm. And it had like whipped cream on top. Mm. And like, it was like, you could tell how much cream was in that. And I'm sure if you're a coffee drinker, that stuff is like heroin. But I'm looking at that, and I was like, oh, my God. But I get it. Those things are delicious, but the addiction level on that has got to just be unbelievable.
How about the root beer float?
Oh, that's so
good. We actually had those this weekend.
Isn't this kind of similar?
Yeah, it feels like you're just drinking a root beer float, but like as you're...
Yeah, I went to Costco. They had like the old dad's root beer in the glass bottles.
Yeah.
So I got some of those, and we got some ice cream. We had some root beer floats with the kids. It was great.
Dude, my favorite was instead of the root beer, the orange cream float. Yeah. We do like the Henry Weinhardt's orange cream soda with some ice cream in there. Lemonades are like that too. God forbid how much sugar was in it, but like the...
What are you doing?
Red Robin back in the day, like the Red Robin lemonade with like the real strawberry puree. I could drink, sitting down at a dinner, I could drink 15 of those. You can't stop.
Yeah. Those were good.
Yes.
You remember the cherry limeades at
Sonic?
Ugh.
By the way, if you're really feeling fat, they will put ice cream in your cherry limeade.
No way.
Yeah. It's for like, and it's like 50 cents extra.
We are so fat in this country.
You could go get a cherry limeade like slushy at Sonic and you'd be like, hey, you want to throw some ice cream in that? And they're like, absolutely.
America, woo,
we do.
Yeah, you want the big gulp or you want the super big gulp for 1 cent extra? Yeah, all right.
The one, too, is remember as a kid when you drank Gatorade? Like, after practice, you would drink like a 64-ounce full sugar Gatorade. Same thing. 600 calories, 90 grams of sugar. That's a good way to end a workout. Hey, I jogged on this treadmill for 30 minutes and burnt 60 calories. Give me that Gatorade.
I can't have any drinks with, like, sugar in it anymore. Like, I've just been sugared. It tastes better without it.
Yeah, I can't.
Once you go anti-sugar, you can't handle
it. Back.
No. You can take, like, one sip of them, and you're like, whoa.
I don't believe I had real nutrition until I was, like, 32.
Yeah. It was
in my 30s before I figured it out.
It's unfortunate. You have to learn about it on your own in the U.S. It's not all. Parents do the best they can, and some parents are really good about it.
I was raised in a family where it was not a thing.
Ours were pretty good, but...
Yeah, we had soda on the regular, just available. Yes. Hey, you want one, have one.
I'll bet you growing up, on average, I drank 5 sodas a day. Full calorie sodas.
See, I wasn't allowed to have soda, so that made me want soda more, and I would drink more when I wasn't home. Hey, the Timbers GM, Ned Grabboboy, going to be up next on Timbers Fan. That is up next. Stay right there. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to Fangin' Night.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
What is that?
God, things are enormous.
What is that?
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.